is it that when scientists are researching the effectiveness of a new medication, the health of some patients improves measurably, even when they've only taken a placebo, maybe just a sugar pill that contains no actual medical ingredient? Accounting for this placebo response is a scientific principle in almost all drug testing and makes it hard for the developers to pinpoint how well their medicine really works. The reason is that our expectations of a drug are formed in the human mind, and the mind-body connection is enormously powerful. Physician and best-selling author Andrew Weil says that researchers have studied many examples of mind-body interactions.
One that goes back really forever is the demonstration that hypnosis can produce very dramatic changes in physiological functioning. For example, you can take a person in a deep trance, touch them with your finger and represent that as a piece of hot metal, and they'll get a blister at the site. I mean, that's all you need. You just need one example of that to show you that it's possible for a thought or belief to go directly into the physical body and produce a real physical effect.
One explanation is that immune cells in our body have receptors on them for neurotransmitters. These allow nerve cells to communicate with each other, a chemical conversation between the brain and our immune system. So our thoughts and emotions send signals that affect the functioning of our body. When scientists test a new medication, a constant question mark is whether the effects on a patient are attributable to the drug itself or to the placebo response. So our mental perceptions about the drug matter. If we believe it can heal us, chances are better that it will. These expectations reflect our understanding of the drug treatment, what it means to us. And that can sway our health. Wayne Jonas, a family physician, directed the Integrative Medicine Center at the National Institutes of Health.
One of the big dilemmas in medical science that is constantly trying to be sorted out is how much of a healing response is due to the actual treatment and how much is due to this meaning and context effect. Even proven therapies, surgical therapies or drug therapies, a large part of how and why people get better is due to this meaning and context effect. And so disentangling those is important in science to try to tell how much is due to a particular therapy. But when you get into practice, you want to optimize both of those because you're trying to improve the patient to the maximum degree. So you actually want to use the placebo effect. And I don't like that term. I prefer to call it the meaning effect in order to induce healing. And with that, you could then use any kind of an agent. You could use a needle. You can use a knife as in surgery. You can use a pill. You can use an herb. Or you can use a drug. Whether those latter components actually produce or add anything to the effect is part of what medical science tries to sort out.
And so you're saying that the primary agent in healing is the meaning effect and